Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/musicspeaks. That's betterhelp.com/musicspeaks for 10% off your first month. And thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MusicSpeaks at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today.
Welcome back to the When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast. I'm Amanda Dolan, and I'm here with my co-host, James Cox. And today we are joined by Danny Stefanetti. Danny is a Palm Springs-based American and Australian award-winning singer-songwriter and guitarist with influences ranging from Sheryl Crow and Stevie Ray Vaughan to Bryan Adams and the Rolling Stones. At the age of 8, Danny was given the option to either continue ballet or pick up the guitar. Her choice was a guitar, and she hasn't put it down since. Her guitar playing ability has gone viral on social media, reaching millions of views. Danny has performed to sold out crowds all over the world, touring venues across Australia, including the Sydney Opera House, Perth Arena, Tamworth Country Music Festival, and Australian and UK festivals. Danny has won multiple awards, including Vocalist of the Year at the 2023 Josie Music Awards, and a singer songwriter and a World Songwriting Award for her song, I Only Have Eyes for You, in 2022. Her newest release is a less stripped back, way more stuff going on. It's awesome. It's a huge production, like Danny has never released before. It breaks all the rules musically and is completely the Danny Stefanetti sound. It falls into a genre all its own. So thank you so much, Danny, for joining us all the way from Palm Springs, California.
Thank you for having me, James and Amanda. It's great to be on your show today.
We're so excited to have you. I listened to some of your songs and videos today. One, like, songs I loved the timing was on, right? Because I think we always talk about that misconnection.
Yeah.
Right. And this was that, like, no, everything worked out just the way it was supposed to.
Exactly. I'm glad you like that song because I loved making that. And like Jeffrey Panther and I loved making that in the studio and doing the video for it with Evan B. Stone as well, editing. And it was just a really great single to make, that one. It's really special to all of us.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. And then I also always love songs about the moon because yes. I'm an 80s kid. And so like Five-O and, you know, the right. American Story. Yeah, that was, you know, songs about the moon always hit for me. So
that was really also a fun video to make back in Australia.
Do you miss?
The moon looks pretty tonight.
Yes, I think the moon looks pretty every night, but that's just my personal opinion. So thank you so much for being here. James, you have questions now that I've just...
Yeah. Hey, Danny. Okay, so first of all, I wanted to thank you so much for coming over. Thanks to Jeffrey Panther. And special shout out to Angel Wings to get me in contact with Jeffrey Panther to get in contact with you. So it's all one big family here, you know?
Yes. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Yes, thank you, everybody that we mentioned. But before we start asking you about your career, I want to find out more about your music likes and dislikes. So I'm going to give you two bands, and it's up to you whether you can tell me which band you prefer or not prefer, or, you know, which one is better. I don't know, however you want to put it. So
okay.
So I'm getting this all through your bio, okay? Because these are bands that you like, okay? So we're gonna start out with Jewel or Sheryl Crow.
Oh,
would you rather listen to first before the other one?
You know, it depends on the day because they're both two of my favorites. So yeah. I'd say if I'm feeling in a really happy mood, I would listen to Sheryl Crow, and I'm feeling in a more somber mood, I listen to Jewel.
Yeah, cause she is a very like a mellow like music.
Yeah. So like if I'm going through a heartbreak, I'll listen to Jewel. But if I'm going to a festival, I'll listen to Sheryl.
Okay, yes. So we have. Let's go with the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. The age old question. Beatles or the Stones?
They're both. When it comes to rock and roll, I mean, they're both. The Beatles are one of the greatest bands of all time. But then the Rolling Stones are one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time as well. I ain't gonna say which one.
Not gonna.
I just think they're just like so different.
Right.
But the catalog of the Beatles is unbelievable, and Rolling Stones is such an arena act.
Right. Yeah. So we got two more for you, and we're getting in on a really good one. So. This is hard for me too. So if you don't want to say it, you don't have to. Stevie Ray Vaughan or Hendrix?
Oh,
yeah, because I know you're a big fan of Stevie Ray Vaughan. So yeah.
So Stevie Ray Vaughan was influenced by Jimi Hendrix. So a lot of what he plays came from Hendrix. But I actually listened to more Stevie Ray Vaughan than Hendrix in my playing. But I know everything comes from a source, and Jimi Hendrix is one of the greatest. But I definitely studied more of Stevie.
Right, yeah.
So, that's just his personal preference, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all personal here. So, yeah.
And we talk here about, like, whatever you like is what you like. It doesn't, you know, like, we shouldn't judge someone for what their favorites are.
Right. But so Jimi Hendrix, I did have posters of him on my wall.
Right. Okay.
Oh, that's a great question. What other artists, musicians did you have posters of on your wall?
Don't laugh at me, but I had a poster of Hanson on my wall.
You're my favorite.
Yeah.
I had a poster of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about NSYNC?
And I think I had a Marilyn Manson one or something up there, or Kiss or something as well.
I love the variety. I love the...
Yeah.
And I think it speaks to, like, who you are as an artist, too. Right? Like, I've seen I mean, you can rock out on the guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. I've seen
you.
That. Yeah, it's amazing to watch you perform. But also you have these really, you know, beautiful, slower, like great kind of ballads that are almost just you and a guitar, right? Like it's, and so I love that there's that dichotomy. You get a little bit of everything with you.
Thank you. I hope I am a multi-genre artist. And I think that's because of all my travels and all the people I've met and all the artists I listened to as a child. I studied all those different styles, which later it was great because I try to sing a lot of different styles because that's what I love, like to listen to.
And I think that you're very influenced by Steve Ray Vaughan because I hear it so much in your music. It's
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're
I'll take that. It's a huge compliment.
Okay, great. Oh, okay. So I got one more. This or that, right? So we got Eagles, the Eagles, and or any other band. Because I know your favorite song in the world is Hotel California. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Aha, you got it.
Eagles, so, all the way, right? Yeah.
The Eagles.
Because that was the first song you heard and really really liked, right? I mean,
Twinkle Little Star, and then the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. What I love about the Eagles, above all other bands, I listen to more Eagles than the Beatles because I saw something about their catalog of songs struck me. It had a little bit of country in there, a little bit of rock, bit of pop. And then I later in life found out about the Beatles and the Stones and things like that. But the Eagles hit me because I think that's what my guitar teacher was showing me at the start, and Peaceful, Easy Feeling, Take It Easy, all those poppy kind of Eagles songs. I was like, who is this band? And I got to know more. So I watched Hell Freezes Over DVD, and they had all the guitarists on stage and Joe Walsh and Don Henley on the drums, and all their parts were layered and gorgeous, and they could play any style. And I'd say, that band heavily influenced me probably the most.
I think someone told me one time that the Eagles was a backing band for Joni Mitchell or Linda Ronstadt.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
And those harmonies.
Yeah.
The harmonies, their voices together, just amazing.
And I'm curious, when did you first listen to the Eagles?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been around eight years old.
Okay.
Well, about the time you started picking up the guitar.
Yeah, but music was always kind of playing on around the house. My dad had a record player. My dad was into Peter Frampton. My dad was into Bread, Bee Gees, and a lot of, I can hear a little koala at my door. Can you hear that koala bear?
I can, yeah.
These koalas out here in Palm Springs, they like to talk. Dad had a lot of that rock influence. And my mom was like into 70s music. And I definitely heard it, but it wasn't until they started actually playing music and the guitar where I think I first heard Hotel California.
And Linda Ronstadt, that is who they were, the original.
Okay, so it's true.
Really? Okay. Yes.
Nice.
Oh, amazing.
That's how they got their start. Nice. But your grandfather loved American country music, right?
Yeah, he did.
So how did that influence, like, because you definitely have a bit of a country. You played at the Grand Ole Opry, right?
Oh, yeah. I was backstage at the Opry for that. I won an award at the Opry, the Josie Award. Yeah, and I got to actually sing, and I was backstage at the Opry singing to some of the people that are part of the Opry, and William Lee Golden was from the Oak Ridge Boys was introducing me to a couple of people. But my granddad, he was into the old school country music, and because his brother was actually a country music singer in Australia. And, I guess that between his old American country influences and my nana covering the house in Elvis Presley. That worked its way into my collection.
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny Elvis because that's my mom's favorite human
than Elvis. Right. Yeah. He's amazing.
What a great variety that you were exposed to.
Yeah, some very grateful.
And you can definitely hear all of that, like you said, that multi-genre, all of that in your music, which is
amazing.
Spectacular. I am here. You're sitting there with your guitar, and I know that you are an artist for PRS. I don't know if that's
PRS.
Right. And so I was looking around, and they have some really big names that are their, official partners, musicians, right? Like Carlos Santana, who I could argue was one of the best, greatest guitarists
ever.
ever, right? I think we could all, he's one of the best. Mm-hmm. But then also, Dave Navarro, right? Jody Messina, John Mayer, who I think he was. Why do I feel like I read something about him and you? Maybe I didn't. That might be in my imagination.
Because I actually play his signature guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why the
John Mayer SE Silver Sky and the blue one that I play. And James was, he was telling me earlier to the interview that he actually plays PRS guitars as well. And he just got one.
I'm trying to play it.
Ooh.
Here it is right here.
Oh, beautiful. Oh.
Wait till you see the. There it is.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that green. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
My podcast is green and orange, so I figured why not, right? Yeah. So
yeah,
that's a beautiful PRS, and I bet it sounds amazing.
Well, I don't know yet because I don't have an amp for it yet. But it's a PRS custom SE, I think, if I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Then I just have
mine.
Yeah, mine's a seagull. Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's I'm more of a
acoustic. Yeah.
I'm more of an acoustic kind of girl. So.
Yeah.
We definitely love music around here.
They're all into
all the different kinds. And I loved that. I guess one of the videos I saw was you cordless playing, an electric guitar, which I love that. You get to move around the stage. You have a whole lot more, freedom to do your thing. And like you said, you play a John Mayer guitar. Do you feel like guitars are well made for women? Because we're a little, our arms are smaller. Our bodies are built a little differently.
The wireless system you're talking about was the cable-free guitar, and I love what they're creating. They've even got new straps that just came out. Love to try some of their straps. Yeah, they got a whole range of different things they sell. But I find guitars, I don't have my electric on me. I just have my Gibson J45 that I've been playing for many, many years. I got this at the Nashville old Gibson place before the flood. I actually got this one up, and it's been kind of my ride or die, this guitar, when it comes to acoustics. But I love my PRS. But what I love about ever since I had a lot of Fender Strats, and then I had a Gretsch guitar, White Falcon, that was kind of bigger than me, and I found as I do like the shape of the Strat, and I was so used to the Fender Strat for so long. When I saw the PRS had a similar shape with the body of it, I thought, why not give it a try? And when I heard the sound through their amps as well, the PRS amps were amazing. I thought, wow, this feels really good. And it felt kind of different to my Fender Strat, but the guitar was so light on me, it doesn't hurt my back or anything like that, because I'm quite little, I'm probably 5'4" or shorter. And I find the guitar, I like the Strat body because it's not as big on a woman. Right. And when you're standing for 3 hours, I like to have something that's a little, I found the Gibson, I think SGs or the Les Pauls, a little bit too heavy for me. Do you find that?
I mean, I just have my acoustic. My problem is that like with a chest, it can be harder. Like I'm 5'2", and
Oh.
so being like short and having it harder to bring it close to my body sometimes can make it harder to play.
Oh.
And I just sometimes
Okay.
I'm like, why don't we have like women's, shaped guitars? Because I noticed too that even
Oh.
like
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's something out there. I just haven't researched it enough.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't thought about that area. And that doesn't really get in the way for me.
It's, I mean, I'm just, yeah.
Well, I mean,
It's fine. It's just, it is what it is. Yeah.
So I do have a question for you. Okay, so although I would love to visit Australia one day, but I heard that
Yes.
they have death defying insects, so that's why I'm kind of hesitant to go over there because spiders and stuff. When you write your songs, do you get inspiration from home, from Australia? Do you incorporate things there? I mean, yeah. Do you get inspiration from Australia home?
When I was living in Australia, I found a lot of my songs. I was watching like soap operas and movies, and I guess a lot of them were American. So I don't know. I'm just in general, I love people watching, whether it's my family, my auntie, my everybody. I'm watching at family gatherings and friend gatherings,
Yeah.
and it's kind of the same in America and Australia. Just like people's relationships and all different things. There's always something to write about. So that comes into my songs. So it could kind of be at any location and a song might come out of anywhere, especially when I write a lot of love songs. So
Yeah,
yeah,
I
it's just like
noticed that.
capturing that feeling. Yeah. But we do have a lot of spiders down
Yeah,
there.
that's I mean,
Yeah,
we have
there's
some
some
plants here
big
in Australia,
bugs.
but yeah,
Yeah.
Oh,
And
yeah. Stingrays and all sorts.
right, yeah, because when I
Oh,
was
and those
here,
drop bears too, right? Oh, no.
yeah, I
One of
haven't
my
seen any,
friends,
but
oh, a friend of mine, like he was on tour in Australia and people were making fun of him and saying, like, oh, watch out for the drop bears. They'll just drop right out of the trees and get you.
oh,
Apparently,
I
they're not
haven't
a
heard of
thing.
that.
Apparently, they're
I
not
haven't
a
heard of
thing. They were just trying to give him a hard time. So he was
Yeah, I think they were
even more
trying to scare
afraid.
him.
Oh no,
No, I mean, yeah, Australia's got quite the critters.
Yeah.
I don't think Danny is afraid of bees because when I saw her EBK video, she's like, "Oh, there's a bee," and she didn't even flinch. I'm terrified of them.
Oh, it was like a big bug. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
like
am
a
used to
big
bugs
normal
like
bee. Yeah.
spiders,
Oh, okay.
snakes. Yeah, that doesn't frighten me too much, any of those kind of things.
I
What
couldn't do
does
it.
frighten you then?
Yeah.
If not big bugs.
Oh, I better not say on camera which animal I'm scared of because then, someone will try and scare
Yeah,
me. There is. Of
say no
course.
more. Say
It's
no more.
koalas, right?
Yeah.
That one away.
Huh? No, it's koalas, right? That's
No, I
they're.
love koalas. I'm
Bring your
not
more
scared of them.
koalas.
I love
Yeah.
them.
And
Probably my favorite.
that's what you call your fans, right?
Yeah,
Koalas.
I do. Yeah, I call
Yeah.
them my little
Yeah. It's fun.
koala bears. I love that.
Fun.
So I know that you started in ballet. That was not for you. Like you, I think you said you were not a dancer. That was not what you were made for. Clearly, music is what you were made for. But you started at 8, and I think that we often ignore that creative space for a lot of kids, especially now. Like we put them in sports as opposed to the arts. So I'm curious, like how you feel like the arts, whether it was music or dancing, helped to create who you are, and whether it was your math skills or how you interacted with people, confidence. I don't know, I'm just
Yeah.
curious.
Oh, confidence for sure, because I didn't feel like quite fitted at school. Mum kind of had to force me to go a little bit. It wasn't like I was teased a little bit. I had crooked teeth and this and that, didn't quite fit, or I would like find another girl that was more popular or something than me, and then she'd like boss me around, and like I didn't know where I fitted, But as soon as I got to, I think it was fourth or fifth grade, and I think it was fourth grade, and I started getting guitar lessons and writing my own songs and then singing them at school for talent shows and things like that, people started treating me different. I kind of found my identity, and I didn't have that confidence at all at that age. I was kind of floating through life. I wasn't getting doctor grades, you know. I didn't think like that. I thought out of the box. I even didn't pass music in primary school because we had to do a theory test, and I didn't know any theory. All I knew was songs and how to play chords and how to make up my songs. I knew how to write music, but I didn't know how to read it. So I didn't quite fit in the school system, but luckily my parents were so like supportive and let me just be unique. And my mum always used to say, don't compare yourself with other girls, just do your thing, dress the way you want to dress. You know, she was really good about that. And I think when I went into my teenage years, having that music to fall back on, I would play in a church band as well. We'd have rehearsals during the week, and just like having that music, it connected me with friends. It made me feel like I could get through those school years. Yeah. Yeah.
Two things. I love that you said that you didn't pass music, because I think musicians, it's not about theory, right? I mean, yes, there's a piece of that, but I think it's so much more.
You might need theory and different
maybe,
other instruments.
Yes, yeah. But also I think that I loved that, like, I didn't get doctor grades. I don't think that, dare I say that doctor grades are for everyone, right? Like, we have different intelligences, and like yours is clearly like music is what your brain is built for. Now somebody else it might be built for. Mm-hmm. And so I think that when we put anybody, kids or anyone, in this, like, that box of this is what you have to do to be successful, it creates a way to not have them be successful, almost, right? And you,
yeah,
I'm so grateful that you were given that opportunity to
took me time to kind of just go through, like, my voice wasn't ready. A lot of people could have critiqued it, and they did throughout the way, whether it was facial features or the song at the time or how my voice sounded. But luckily my mom saw past that and just let me, like, encouraged it. Right. Because otherwise I probably wouldn't still be doing it today if it wasn't for that support. Mm-hmm.
So I think we've got three more questions for you. One is the question that I always ask, which is, we talk about mental health and caring for your mental well-being. So what do you do for your vocal health to keep your vocals strong and prevent strain and keep you healthy?
I try to get to sleep early. That's the biggest thing I think can really upset your voice, is having too many late nights. That's the worst for your voice. And then I drink a lot of green tea. I have a healthy diet, and I run a lot for my lungs as well. And the worst thing to do for your voice is whispering. So I try to avoid whispering.
Really?
And then obviously shouting is really bad for your voice, but whispering is really bad as well. Whenever I do a show, I just try not to strain and try to be as relaxed as possible and look after your voice like that.
Nice. Two more questions and then we'll let you go, because we know you're a very busy woman, and I love that about you. I want to be as busy as you one time.
Well, I can still play a song if you want.
Great. It's totally up to you.
It's up to you, yeah.
Mount Rushmore, four of your top four bands, who are they?
I would say, let's go with the Beatles, the Eagles, Rolling Stones, and I'm going to say the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I love the Oak Ridge Boys. Oak Ridge Boys, yeah. That's a great four.
It's great four. I love that. And the last question that we always end with is, like, what is that, like, either song or album that you just go to? It's like your go-to, no matter what your mood is, that you just, you love to listen to and you always come back to. So what's that like song or album for you that is always in your playlist?
Which one? I would probably say like a Fleetwood Mac record. I get so many singles, like, you know, the albums of,
yeah,
like, I'm trying to think, probably Led Zeppelin 3 album, or
ooh, what a good one,
with Bronwyn on Stomp and all of that, Gallows Pole, and I don't know, there's a couple of artists that have put out EPs as well. Keith Urban, Golden Road is a great one that stands the test of time. Shania Twain, You're Still the One. There's just so many.
Oh, that's a great one. Oh,
yeah.
No, those are all fantastic and a wide variety. Sounds like those classic. I was supposed to be like, I think that Shania Twain song is like 30 plus years old now. And that,
oh,
just
wow.
When I thought about that, that just, because I listened to that in high school.
Yeah.
I just made myself feel old there. If you want to play something for us, I would love to hear just a little something before we end today. I would
actually
love that.
You would be the first ones to ever play a song on our show. So thank you very much for doing this.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. And thank you, James. And thank you both for having me on your show. Thank you, Amanda. It's been a pleasure to come on, and thank you for encouraging independent artists.
Yeah. Yeah. So glad you're here.
So I may as well do, the timing was on since you mentioned it in about the video. Okay.
I don't know what it's like to tell you my heart and tell you my life. I don't know what it's be with you now and hold you tonight. I'll try to write this song and maybe I'll go another day. Maybe you'll hear my song playing on the radio one day. But if the time it was up by just one second, timing was on. Hey. Now I know how to laugh when you're not far away. You're here with me, babe. Now I know who to call if my world fell to pieces. Oh, you catch my fall. I'll try to write this song. Maybe I'll go another day. Maybe you'll hear my song and all of these feelings will stay. But if the time it was up by just one second, if the time it was up, I would have never met you. The timing was on. If it was off by a second, I wouldn't know your name. If it was off by a second, how my life would have changed. Now I know. heart and tell you my life. Now I know what it's like to be with you now and hold you tonight. Now hold you tonight. All right. And I'll try to write this song. Yeah, I'll try to write this song. 'Cause the timing was
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So I real that's going on. It's already on a playlist. And I'm just realizing I put it on another one.
Nice.
I have all the playlists, all the things. So thank you so much for Danny for joining us all the way from you're in California right now. Right.
I'm in Cali. Yep.
You gotta come to South Carolina. We gotta meet.
Oh. Yeah, in Texas, you gotta be like you gotta do a U.S. tour.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us today on the When Words Fail, Music Speaks podcast.
Also for anybody listening, you can go to Danny's website at DannyStefanetti.com. You can order everything, including those koalas she has behind her. They're pigeon toppers or something. Yeah. And she's on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere, right? Yeah, so just...
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate it so much.
Thank you very much, both of you. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
You too.
And with that said,
everybody that's listening, always remember, when words fail...
Music speaks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.